Lord Jesus, we know that it is our gift to make you known to the world so they can understand the love that you have for us. As we heard today in the preamble to the baptism, Lord, that you did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Because of the Father's love, you were sent as his Son to die on the cross of Calvary so that we might have everlasting life. And in the first chapter of this letter of St. John, we hear how he says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But he also says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And for that reason, we are at the same time sinner and saint. And this is hard for us to understand. And Lord, we pray today that we would understand that even though we are sinners, as St. Paul said, even while we were your enemies, you came to die for us because you love us. So Lord, may we experience today the truth of these words that you lavish upon us your love. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Did you hear it? Did you hear the rejoicing going on in heaven today? It's hard with sin. It's hard with the world. It's hard with all the distractions around us. But can you hear the rejoicing that Jesus talks about in Luke chapter 15 when he says, all of heaven rejoices when one person repents, when one child is brought into the kingdom. That's hard for us to fathom, isn't it? Hard for us to think in terms of all of heaven rejoicing. And yet when we gather on All Saints Sunday, after just celebrating Reformation Sunday last week, talking about the free gift of grace, and the fact that we deserve nothing but eternal damnation, yet because of God's love for us, he sent his Son Jesus to die on the cross, to shed his blood so that we could have everlasting life. And today, on this All Saints Day, we remember all those who are celebrating the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which will have no end. And now Gianna has this wonderful promise that God has marked her and that she is a child of God. And it's interesting because St. John is writing this first letter to the churches, and it's one of encouragement. And it's interesting because he starts in chapter 1 by talking about the importance of acknowledging our sin and recognizing that when we sin, yes, it's a problem, but there's a way to fix it, and that's by confessing our sins and receiving forgiveness. And he goes on to say, not only will he forgive us our sins, but he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Aren't those amazing words? He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he goes on to say, you know, this is going to be a constant battle. And he says to the brothers, he says, if you really love God, you're going to continue the battle. You are not going to go back to sin. You are not going to repent and then turn around and just go right back. You know, so many people that think of repentance as a 360-degree turn when it's really a 180, right? They say, it's almost like they're saying sorry as soon as they're going right back to what they were doing before. And your repentance is a desire to change what we've been doing. And it's a fresh start. We are new creations. And today, all heaven is rejoicing because even though Jana is loved and has been loved and has been prayed for ever since Christmas. I mean, this is a gift of God. She is an amazing gift of the Lord. And she has been prayed for and the parents have been prayed for. And we, you know, as a family have been interceding for her. And today, God got to use simple water and his mighty word through an imperfect person like me to be able to come and to put his cross upon her forehead and upon her heart to mark her as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. So when she hears the words that we just heard from John chapter 3, she will know who she is. And I'll tell you something. I just want you to remember this. If you remember nothing from the sermon today, I want you to remember this. The world, our sinful nature, and Satan hate it when we know who we are. Satan despises the fact that we believe what St. John says to the churches in 1 John chapter 3. He hates the fact that we know who we are in Christ. That we know we belong to Him. That we know we are His children. And that He really has no power over us. Now we do in our prayers, you know, remind ourselves and Him that He has no power over us. We pray that He would not have power over us. Because He keeps trying to deceive us into believing, this is Satan, keeps trying to get us to believe that we don't have the forgiveness of our sins. How many of us have received forgiveness of our sins, come forward for the Lord's Supper so that we would have all of our senses to prove the forgiveness of our sins? And yet, how many of us have felt shame or guilt after the fact? Some of you? That's because we, as human beings, simply human beings, allowed Satan and our sinful flesh to let us forget what St. John is saying. Because listen to those words, and I know I hesitate to, you know, keep saying the same thing over and over again, but it's so important for me that you understand that you belong. And you belong because of what he says in this first verse of chapter 3 in 1 John. How great is the love that God has lavished upon us. Lavished. Yesterday was really difficult to look on the website and see the criticism and that we got for doing the gas buy down. Now, if any of you paid attention to those things, but I don't know what it is about our culture, but everybody thinks they have to make their opinion known, and they didn't. And some people thought were quite critical because they thought there's got to be an ulterior motive. There's got to be something behind this. It can't just be because we love our community and we love the students at EMU and we want to bless them. It can't be that simple. See? Like we talked about last week, it can't be a free gift. There's got to be strings attached, right? That's sinful human nature. And yet, what was so difficult was for people to really believe that it's because of God's love that we therefore love. It's because He first loved us that we therefore love others. And yet, isn't that the passage of Scripture here? Doesn't it make it so clear that if we're going to model our life after our God and Father, that we would lavish love upon others? Because what does He do for us? Can any of you help me to understand what this word lavish really means? Okay, over the top. More than we need, abundance, okay. Like a tsunami. Yeah, that's a good. Extravagant. Overwhelming. Yeah. I mean, of all the words that the Holy Spirit could have inspired St. John to write, he chooses this word. And it's a unique word because it is hard for us to understand. It's hard for us to understand because we want to put limits on things, don't we? Maybe you don't, but I do. We like to kind of figure out how we can measure something. We're always looking for measurements. At least I am. And yet, when it says that God lavishes, it says how. It starts out by saying, how great, is the love of God that he lavishes upon us, his children. And brothers and sisters, if you can leave with one thing today, it would be that you understand who you are, as I mentioned before, and that because of who you are, God wants to lavish his love upon you. He wants to lavish his love upon you. Now, you can use whatever word. You can say he wants to overwhelm you with his love. He wants to tsunami you with his love. I'm not quite sure. That's be interesting. Yeah. He wants to do that desperately because we are his children. And I have to confess, for a long time, I wasn't excited about All Saints Day because saints have become a lightning rod because some people, just like angels have become a lightning rod, because some people exalt angels more than they should. Others exalt saints more than they should. And for that reason, All Saints Day, people kind of go, ooh. Because there are people who would rather pray to saints than to Jesus. And we as a church don't believe in praying to saints. We believe that the saints are up there, as Hebrews says, as a great cloud of witnesses. And they are excited about being in the presence of Jesus Christ. And they are worshiping the Lord. And they are not as concerned with us as they are about worshiping the Lamb on the throne. It says their prayers rise like incense because they are in prayer. They are praising the God as they're praising God as they're in his very presence. And so for many years I was scared kind of to have All Saints Day because some of our brothers, there's two sides in the Christian faith. One side which says, you know, they don't like sacraments, they don't like all this stuff, and for that reason they didn't want us, they would indict us and say, well, you're just all about saint things. And we'd say, no, because we're all, what? Sinners and saints at the same time. Because to be a saint simply means that we are sanctified. And that's what St. John says here. He says, first of all, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are, and so we belong. And the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This is talking about what it means to believe that we have eternal life. What it means to know the power of redemption and forgiveness. What it means to know that if the Lord will return in the next few minutes, in the next few seconds, in the next few weeks, in the next few months, or the next few years, that we're ready to receive him as he appears, and we're ready for him to be made known to all the world. See, if there's anything that keeps me up at nights when we talk about how are we doing reaching students and reaching the world, the thing that keeps me up at nights is that there are people who are not ready for Jesus to appear. Do you believe me? And the Bible stipulates that when he returns, all people will see him. Not going to be some sort of invisible return like some people talk about. That's not true. All people will see Jesus when he returns. All people will. And the people who have not received their adoption as children of God because they have not believed, it's not going to be a pleasant experience for them. And that bothers me. And that causes me to pray vehemently that we will help know the truth, that they belong to God, so they might believe and trust in him, and so that they might hear these words. He says, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he, God, is pure. And so it's important that we understand that our life is not only our salvation, that is a free gift of grace, but it's as we live out our faith that we are going through that sanctification, so we can say we're sinners and saints at the same time. And today we want to remember that just as all heaven is rejoicing because we have a new saint in our midst, the truth of our celebration is that when we celebrate the Lord's Supper today, we are celebrating and we're part of the Feast of Victory, the Feast of the Lamb in His Kingdom, which will have no end. We can see all, if we could have our eyes open to the dimension of seeing all of history, which would be very overwhelming. If we could see the table that we're going to participate in this supper today, if we could see all of the saints that have gone before us and all that are yet to go before us, if we could see them all lined up, it'd be an amazing thing, wouldn't it? It'd be an amazing celebration. And yet we get just a small glimpse into it, just a small glimpse. But yet we celebrate and remember those who were sinners as well as saints, those who have this hope and who know how great the love of God is as He lavishes it upon us, His children. You are children of God, and therefore you are saints made holy by the blood of Christ. Does that make you feel good? It should. I often thought it would be really cool if we could have people wear saint across their forehead for a day. You think we got criticism for the article in the Ann Arbor News? You ain't seen nothing yet. You got to try that, you know? Because it sounds prideful, doesn't it? It sounds over the top. And yet when we understand that it's not what we do that warrants this, but it's that free gift of grace that God wants to lavish upon us, then why shouldn't we go around with saint printed on our forehead? Knowing we're sinners, and yet because of the love that God lavishes upon us, we are also saints. Yeah. Cool. Saints. Yeah, just pay attention to me. Cool. We are saints. And my prayer for you is as you leave here today, that you will never forget that you are a child of God and therefore a saint.